Welcome to this special edition of Rights Watch. We're looking back at the events, people, and issues that helped shape the human rights movement in the past year. You're listening to music from a recent protest in Congo. People in the town of Daruma want the Congolese army to protect them from the Lord's Resistance Army. We'll hear more from Daruma on today's show with a story from veteran public radio reporter Anne Garrels. The Lord's Resistance Army, known as the LRA, began in northern Uganda more than 20 years ago. The group is known for killing civilians and abducting children to fill its ranks. It spread to southern Sudan, the Congo, and parts of the Central African Republic. Anne Garrels explores what it would take to stop the LRA.
The LRA have killed more than 2,000 people in the past year alone and abducted at least 3,000 more, the vast majority of them children.
We are on our way to Digba, and we've discovered that the road is incredibly overgrown with long, tall elephant grass, just showing how few people take this road.
Annika van Woudenberg documents the LRA's abuses for Human Rights Watch.
And the villages that we have gone through so far have been utterly and completely abandoned. Of course, people fleeing because of the attacks by the LRA.
I am here in Digba, a small village really close to the border with the Central African Republic, where the LRA attacked in September of 2009. So I'm here with one of the people from Digba. Qu'est-ce qu'il est arrivé ici?
Très tôt le matin.
It was very early in the morning. My mother came to wake me up.
Oscar, Oscar.
She said, Oscar, Oscar, wake up. Something's wrong. I went out. I saw there were a lot of people who came from the other side of the river. We understood that it was the LRA. We were scared.
This is really a town without very much life at the moment. At least 16 people were killed here, another 33 people abducted, of which at least 9 were children, and a number of those have still not returned.
Van Woudenberg and her colleagues have interviewed hundreds of witnesses to the LRA's atrocities. The stories are depressingly similar. The group brutalizes civilians in isolated villages. Children are kidnapped and forced to fight. Young girls are turned into sex slaves.
I am here with a young girl called Marceline, who was also abducted by the LRA. Donc, Marceline, dites-nous un peu, qu'est-ce qu'ils ont fait contre toi?
I was in my fifth year of school and they took me. Going into my sixth year, they came into my town and took me into the bush. I spent an entire year with them. They committed many crimes in my presence and made me do things too. They killed 12 old people and 5 children in front of me. They started by beating people with clubs and finished with machetes. I saw things that I can't speak about.
Well, as we've been following the trail of the LRA, it seems to take us increasingly to more and more remote areas, especially places where there are tiny villages or towns that have almost no protection at all. So no police, no military. And this is particularly what the LRA seems to prey on.
A particularly horrific attack happened Christmas of 2008. The LRA killed 300 civilians in and around the Congolese town of Daruma. And Woudenberg says the survivors of these attacks often feel abandoned.
These people were utterly forgotten and felt utterly forgotten. No one was coming to ask them what had happened. No one had come to register the children that had been abducted or the people that had been killed. And often we were the first people to do that.
Last spring, the people of Daruma staged a protest when the Congolese military withdrew from the area, a testament to how desperate these people are. The ill-equipped, poorly trained, and at times abusive Congolese soldiers are the only force to defend these people. The UN doesn't have a presence here. LRA leader Joseph Kony is wanted by the International Criminal Court. The rebel group is said to number only about 300. But Annika van Woudenberg says it will take the help of the international community to apprehend Kony.
The country where Joseph Kony currently is, the Central African Republic, have asked for help. They've said to the French government, to the American government, we know the guy needs to be arrested. We can't do it. Come and help us. No one has yet.
Uganda and Congo have launched operations against Kony in the past, but they've failed to capture him.
If you can bring Kony to justice, then the movement will disintegrate.
Jean-Marie Gaynaud spent 8 frustrating years in charge of UN peacekeeping operations. He now heads Columbia University's Center for Conflict Resolution. He believes a relatively small investment of well-trained forces could uproot the LRA.
I'm not saying that it will be peace from one day to the next, but the real strength of the movement is the tight control exercised by the leadership. So it's one of those situations where if you address the question of the leadership, you will be in much better shape than with many other militias in Africa.
At the request of Congress, the Obama administration has outlined a strategy that calls for bringing the LRA leadership to justice. But there's still no flesh on this strategy. And Gaynaud fears there's still a reluctance to take any risks. He and Human Rights Watch believe continued international indifference is the LRA's best weapon.
That was Anne Garrels reporting for Human Rights Watch. This special report was produced with help from Barrett Golding of Hearing Voices. You can see a powerful video that includes direct appeals from people who've been terrorized by the LRA. They're asking for the international community to help them. That's at hrw.org. Send us your feedback on this show at podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.